Hello and welcome to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the show where everything's made up and the points don't matter. That's right, the points are just like classic Sonic in this game.
I wasn't prepared for this.
I was waiting for a laugh. Okay. All right. I am just, one of your hosts.
Try again.
No, I'm not trying again. We're doing it. We're doing it live. I am one of your hosts, Chris Dobbins, and I am joined as always by.
Hey, I'm Sean Aitchison. I got nothing. I thought I had a funny thing, but I just got lost in Sonic's eyes in this image.
What image? We're talking about Sonic Forces today.
In the cover of Sonic Forces. Just, I don't know why.
He's staring at me with them big old eyes.
What a chaotic opening. I'm sorry. Hello, everyone. How's it going?
We're talking about Sonic Forces. You know, it's not like a huge Frontiers DLC or a return to the 2D classic games has come out.
Are you talking about?
we're talking about what everybody's been yelling in my ear about. I can't even go out on the street without hearing people go like, "Hey, Chris, what are you talking about Sonic Forces?" Can you tell I've had coffee this morning?
Yes. Please, we are asking fans to stop throwing eggs at Chris and asking about Sonic Forces.
I can't even clean my windows. It's like big dawn thanks to the LA sun. Although, you know what? I could probably make a good breakfast out of it.
Please stop throwing eggs with your Sonic character creator character on them at the window. We're talking about Sonic Forces.
I can't tell you how many times I woke up to meet Joey the Hedgehog right on my fucking window.
The world's most okay Sonic game. We're talking about the world's most okayest Sonic game, the award.
You know, I would have said that until Sonic Superstars came out, but we'll get to that another day.
Okay, but they're separate areas of Sonic game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one's supposed to be classic, one has classic thrust upon it for no fucking reason.
One was born classic.
Like, now my brain has jump started finally. I was not quite in it yet, but like now I'm thinking about this game and it's like, thank you. The coffee has not kicked in for me, or I just need to up my dosage. I need to. That sounds like it's a drug.
I bought a one cup Keurig because when I went home to my parents' house for the week, I abused the hell out of theirs. It literally broke.
Chris, let me teach you how to make pour over.
Okay, Sonic Forces.
What the fuck is Sonic Forces?
What the fuck is Sonic Forces? Well, it's a video game produced by Sonic, or developed by Sonic Team and published by Sega. It came out in, what was it, November 2017?
Unheard of.
So like a couple months after Sonic Mania. So yeah,
but they were in development around the same time and were kind of being geared as like, we're aiming at two demographics at the same time. Classic and modern, right?
Yeah, it was.
And then they just put modern in the game. I mean, classic in the game.
It was supposed to be like a big event for the 25th anniversary of Sonic, because like they had that now infamous 25th anniversary stream where they announced Sonic Forces. And I think Mania, I think they announced both of them. They released a trailer that looked pretty dope, where it was Eggman took over the world and Sonic's running down a destroyed city. And then all of a sudden,
that fucking
Sonic
blur
appears.
That they do to show how big the Eggman robots are. That shit's cool.
Yeah. Like
I'll say it.
That trailer's dope. It got so many people excited. And that one's classic.
Well, yeah.
I remember people fucking screaming.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I don't know if it's too early to already start like getting into the thick of it, but like the concept being like Sat AM, which, you know, like not directly, obviously, like it's good that it's not a direct copy of like what Sat AM in the comics were. But the idea of Eggman taking over and a ragtag group of freedom fighters with, like, you know, starring Sonic having to fight back is great. Like, I think like, that was never a thing originally, right? But
no, I don't believe so.
Sat AM kind of proved that that concept is very fitting for the character. Like, it's not just, oh, this was a good series and people like remember it, or oh, the comics were good and people remember it. It's like, no, this turns out to be a really like deep well of good Sonic content. And to have the games finally like pick that up. And it's a good thing it wasn't, again, it's not directly ripped from it. It's just like in basic concept. Was great. Like, I think people were excited about that, even if they weren't like Sat AM or artsy Sonic fans. It was just interesting to see this like story angle brought to the games.
Yeah, like
they just completely flubbed it. Like,
the Sat AM idea doesn't really come across in the environments, because when I think of Sat AM, I think of like,
yes,
a horrible polluted city where there's sentry robots like patrolling every
right
corner.
And that's what I mean by like, it's good that it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
It is more of just like an occupation versus already like the Sat AM world is that he has already taken over years ago and then has just like slowly ate up the land and the trees and stuff like that with his technology.
Yeah,
this is like there are robots occupying every city kind of thing.
Yeah, like when you start the game, it says Eggman took over 99% of the world in 6 months.
Yeah.
So there's like one, you're fine. There's one little area that we're not entirely sure of that has not been taken over. I guess that's just wherever the resistance is established.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but it's like the one place he won't take over is like his favorite chain fast food restaurant headquarters or something like that. Like, I don't know why, like it's like something really stupid. Why it's like, no, I won't touch the Waffle House.
I was going to say Burger King, but Waffle House is better. You know what? They run it better than I ever could.
Oh, no, I don't fuck with those people. They will kill me.
You ever been to a Waffle House at like 9 p.m.?
But yeah, like,
shit's another world.
In concept, this is a great like game concept, and it sucks that it's just like a weird 6 hour experience.
6 hour, buddy. It's like three.
Good god,
you can knock this game out in three, which is funny because the time limit to refund your game on Steam is under 2 hours, so they made it just long enough.
Amazing,
that you can't refund it.
Fucking amazing.
This is like, this has budget title written all over it. It's so, like, the levels are the shortest.
No, it has stars and Sonic Forces written all over it.
Boo! If I had a tomato, I'd throw it at you.
Thank you.
It has the shortest levels, like, ever. You can beat them in, like, a minute. Again, the game is, like, 3 hours long. Most of the cutscenes are just talking heads, and no, I don't mean David Byrne in a big suit.
So from what I can tell, I watched the What Happened video, or What Happened?
What Happened?
They said that like the conception of this and like the pre-development, just like the ideas on paper and the like the story and stuff, that had unlimited time, like no production before production had officially started. That had a lot of time to develop, and then the dev cycle was like a year. So like whatever concept they had was like, if this was a different story, the same thing would have happened, where they just were not given enough time. The character creator ended up like stripping focus, which I guess brings me to the larger issue. It is a game with no focus because it is trying to do too many things at once. It is,
yes.
Two out of three of these ideas are great, right? Eggman wins and you're fighting back. You're freedom fighters. You're the underdog. You're trying to reclaim the Earth from Eggman finally, like, winning. Again, interesting concept, him winning. You have a customizable character that is built off the idea of, you know, Sonic OCs. Like, it is a natural evolution of the games. And I don't think it gives in to be, like, giving fans what they want. I think it's just a fun concept to pull from like what Sonic has become.
Yeah.
You know? And then the idea that you are now like Sonic's not his best friend, obviously, but you're Sonic's like ally in battle. That's an interesting angle. And then it's classic Sonic for no fucking reason. Like all three of these concepts, two out of three of these concepts are good. And they're all just like pulling the attention and focus and resources in different directions, and then ultimately resulting in a short game with like little to no focus on the two ideas that actually work.
Like, this game has so much of what I want from a modern Sonic game. It's so
a simple story when you think about it too. It's yes. On paper, it's simple.
It's so like, close to what like I want. It almost like the level of characters that are in this. They have like every character you can think of other than like Blaze and Cream. Like the level of characters, it almost feels like if they went like far enough, this could be a pretty good Sonic Adventure 3 with like the level. Like, I love the idea. Again,
yes.
Eggman took over the world. He's almost won. He has captured Sonic because his new enemy of the week, it has a power never seen before and is actually cooperating with him for once.
I think what might have been an interesting angle, not to suddenly veer off
early,
but I think an interesting angle might have been that this was not a mainline game and that you never get to play as Sonic and you only play as Sonic's friends and the customizable character trying
I was going to get to that because like you rescue Sonic in like the fourth level out of 30 levels in this game. It would have been really cool if the whole point of the game is you got to rescue him. And then the finale is, OK, now I can play as Sonic and bust through all these no problem. Like it almost feels like your reward should be like in Mario Odyssey when you get to be Bowser in the end and just destroy everything on your way out.
Yeah, so like I think that would have been interesting and then not make it a mainline game and then not and thus not have like Sega breathing down their neck, forcing them to make it in a year or like, you know, forcing other shit into it that doesn't belong there. I think that might have like been the better angle.
I like this game. It never would have happened because of like what the culture was around Sonic at the time, where even the social media was very much hearkening towards the people who didn't like Sonic currently and wanted it to be what it was in the past. So this game really feels like it's them trying to be like, we got everything that you guys were saying. You want more like adventure style modern levels. You guys loved classic Sonic and you guys have always made your own characters. So let's make a game for the reviewers and what they've wanted rather than like what we want to do going forward. And I think that's the problem is that like they did that in sort of a somewhat wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, just in general, I think there's like three different directions they could have gone with this that would have made it better. All of them involving not having classic Sonic in there. You know, one being, like I said, it's not a mainline game. You are exclusively playing as all of the like side characters and the customizable character. Two is that you get rid of the customizable character and make it only about like Sonic and friends fighting Eggman. Or three, you get rid of like classic Sonic and try to weave in everything a little bit better without having classic Sonic here and really focus on like this is a war to take back the planet and not just Sonic levels. I think part of that too is that there's no variation between levels. Even if you're playing as like your character with the wisps or whatever, you don't like it's not the level variation we used to get in Sonic games.
Yeah.
Like it's, kind it's of thinking about like
it's not like Tails or Sonic Eggman Adventure 1 and 2. Mech.
Yeah, which it should. It's like, yeah, everyone has different skills. This is a resistance. You recruit people with different skills. So each level should be like a different challenge that we need. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's a very like it just feels like a strange choice. And I was going to say too, like, this just got me on a tangent again of like Sonic Unleashed. People didn't like the night levels, but it's like I know they should have been Knuckles levels or whatever, but like. It's a variety of play styles. That's what we loved about old Sonic games. So it's like, where do you where do we draw the line?
The issue is like, you can never please everybody because there are people who want Sonic to just be go fast and get to the end of the level. And then there are people who want Sonic to be go fast and get to the end of the level, but also have Tails, have Knuckles on his treasure hunting stuff. Like people want different things, so you can't really make a game that will please everybody. And especially at this time when, like, the whole thing was Sonic and his stupid friends. They add a new stupid character in every game. So let's focus on Sonic and Tails. And then in this game, they're like, fuck it, put everybody in.
Yeah.
Dog.
Dog.
What does she have to say?
That was the new Sonic character. My dog.
Your dog. Your dog, the hedgehog.
My dog, the hedgehog. We're already fucking loopy and chaotic here.
Yeah, Team Chaotix is in this game.
They are. What do they fucking do? That's just it too. They include everyone. Again, they include everyone, and they just kind of sometimes show up and, like, you're calling it Sonic Forces, and we're only playing the Sonic style of level. Yeah. That's what's really frustrating to me, because, like, everything else can work fine. Keep classic Sonic there if you really have to, but, like, you're calling it Forces, and there is one style of play, and the only difference between Sonic and the Wisp users, like the player's character, is that, oh, instead of jumping because you can jump twice, you jump because you have a Wisp jump or whatever. Like, it is not different at all.
No,
like, fundamentally. Yeah,
like, you can use your zip line to go around and, like, loop around on different paths, which, like,
yeah,
the Sonic levels barely have any path diversion. It's mostly just one route to the end. Like, you can literally beat the first level of this game by jumping once.
Yeah, on the Wikipedia, it says the game's title was chosen to signify its themes of power, teamwork, and armies. I'm like, where is the teamwork? Like,
don't you remember Sonic's speech when he beats Infinite?
Yeah, and sometimes you and Sonic are both in the level. Like, it's,
and you press X a lot, and you can hold hands and run really fast.
Yeah, it's just like, it really should have been something along the lines of, like, Sonic Heroes, where even if they weren't different levels, you had to switch who you were playing. You know, like, they don't follow through on their concepts a lot, I think, is what, like, you know, everyone has their opinion on what, like, makes modern Sonic, like, off or bad, but it's like, so they don't stick to the whatever, like, new idea they brought in. They, like, they kind of just abandoned it halfway through, because I think at the end of the day, they're just like, crap, we can't do this. Let's just go with, like, boost game Sonic. Like, you know, not to be the guy who just says, boost game, you know, like, but, like, there, that play style has been kind of, even in Frontiers, it's still pretty much the same. Like, it's all just been one play style for the last, like, five games. And this could have been the game to not do that. It could have been the game to bring us back to, like, Adventure 1 and 2. And I think people like Adventure 1 and 2 for the variety.
This is the Skyward Sword of the Sonic series, where it got so formulaic and so middling that the developing team went, like, we gotta change things, and then made next up, like, a pretty different game that's pretty good.
Yeah. Like, I didn't mean to shit on Forces, but, like, yeah, when you play, like, or Frontiers, but, like, when you play the cyberspace levels, it's still basically the same.
Yeah, but I mean,
which kind of sucks.
That's Sonic. That's never going to change.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of fun playing this game. I will straight up say that. It's like, again, it's this game you can knock out in, like, 3 to 4
hours.
Yeah,
when it's not bugging out, it does have, like, yeah, I wrote that down. It's like, overall, I remember enjoying it for what it's worth. I didn't, like, I zoned out kind of playing this game. I didn't really, like, it didn't leave an impact on me.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, the basic concept of, like, yeah, I'm going to make a cool character, and this is a cool premise. But, like, you know, I didn't think it was perfect, and I didn't think it really, like, again, didn't leave an impact on me. I just kind of, like, zoned out and played it and pressed forward and X. Like,
yep. You see characters who are introduced that never show up again, like Chaos.
Yeah.
So
you get to point at screen and say, I know that character, and then they're gone.
You get to dance like Rich Evans looking at an AT-ST. I want to go over, did you know that an early version of this game's script leaked?
Go on.
So, it leaked. The game's original title was Sonic Wars.
Oh, yes, I know about this part.
Yes. So, You can find the game's original script translated into English by Windy, who is a very, very good translator for all things Sonic. They do, like, if you look on YouTube, you can look at the game's cutscenes in Japanese with English subtitles that are, like, directly translated. Very good. Very good. Windy's great. But a couple things I wanted to point out in the Sonic Wars script. First of all, the Phantom Ruby does not exist. The Phantom Ruby is a machine called Valtron. Like Voltron, what? With an A instead of an O.
Okay.
It's not called the Valtron. It's called Valtron. So you would say, like, oh, Infinite.
Please
has
ask your
Valtron.
Doctor if Valtron is right for you.
I asked my doctor about Valtron.
I just want the listeners to know that you can hear the laugh, but every time Chris laughs too hard, Discord decides no and doesn't like send it my way. Just, and so I know if you cut off, I just hear it cut off and I know you laughed really hard.
Do you just hear like a laugh and then it stops? Like,
yeah.
Holy
it's
shit.
Too powerful.
Oh my God. Perfectly timed. Oh my God. It's called Valtron, first of all. They don't really describe what it is other than they say it's like a blue pebble. So it feels like this.
Okay, that literally sounds like a medication.
Yeah. But yeah, it like. I don't know. It. Where did my brain just go? Come on, come back. They don't really describe like much of it, so I feel like it was in development before the Phantom Ruby became a concept in Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost feels like I don't know if these games were meant to link from the beginning or if this game was in development before Mania or what, but yeah, because the Phantom Ruby first appears in Mania. What else? It's mentioned that there are multiple infinites. So like Infinite himself is still a character, but there are multiple infinites going around. Because again,
right.
His virtual reality, which isn't really what it should be called. It should be augmented reality because it's a virtual reality is a whole new reality. And augmented reality is a reality laid over the reality that already is. But
right.
Yeah. did you follow?
No.
Okay. I'm looking through what else. There's a couple translated lines in this where I'm not sure, like, if it's like, you know, when you read like a fan translation of a manga and they insert a lot of swearing.
Yes.
It's sort of like that, but Windy is so good at capturing like the meaning of the translated phrases in Japanese. I have to assume that like this is genuinely what they meant. So, for example, when in the jungle levels, when Sonic is rushing to stop Infinite from fighting Silver, when Sonic first like actually introduces himself to Infinite. In the game, when Infinite is saying like, oh, it's always a pleasure to crush a hero, Silver says, does anyone but you believe your lies? In this script, it's does anyone but you believe your bullshit?
Wow, Silver.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah.
That meme where it's like covering up the children's ears and
that meme of the Nostalgia Critic gasping when it says listening to his world and he says kicking ass fast.
Yeah.
at the end when they think they've defeated Infinite and then like Eggman takes the Phantom Ruby and overpowers it so he creates even more enemies. One of the enemies mentioned in the original script that appears that is not in the final game is Mephiles.
He shows up?
Yeah. Because, like, after you defeat Infinite and the Phantom Ruby goes back to Eggman, he puts it into his Death Egg robot and overclocks it and, like, spawns even more, like, Zavox and Shadows and Chaoses and Infinites and stuff like that. And one of them mentioned in the original script is Mephiles.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It's really weird. What else? Like, a couple things are, like, slightly different. Like, yeah, Rita? Rita, you got something to say?
I would have thought that my echo reducer thing would have cut that out, but...
It's fine. In the game, they find out that one of the, like, power generators for Eggman is on the Death Egg. So they go to it and destroy it. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. In the game, they find that it's at the chemical plant. So they go to chemical plant and destroy it. In the original script, after they bust out Sonic from the Death Egg, they go back to the Death Egg because they forgot to blow, like, they genuinely forgot to blow up the power generator in there. And Vector has a moment in the original script where he talks to Tails. He's like, why didn't you just go and blow it up when you were there? And Tails is just like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
What happens to the best of us, I guess.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
What a Simpsons ass bit. Like, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, did you lock the front door? Don't! When you lock the front door, do you remember to lock the back door? Don't!
It's so weird.
Those are, like, the biggest differences I can find from the original script, but I genuinely recommend looking through it because this was at the time when, like, the head of Sonic PR and stuff in America was Aaron Webber. And in the script, you can see Aaron Webber's notes on the dialogue, and it is so goddamn funny. It's so fucking funny how frustrated Aaron is with this script, where, like, he comments on Tails forgetting to blow up the reactor on the Death Egg, where he's like, why would Tails do this? Why not just do it when he's there? Another one is when Sonic is giving a speech to Infinite about, like, the power of friendship and stuff. He's just like, oh, brother. There's also in the final boss, there's supposed to be a moment where, like, all the characters are cheering, like, you got this, Sonic, go for it. And he writes, like, we do this every single time. Why are we doing it again? It's so bad.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, or, you know what, actually my favorite in this entire script, let me make sure I get the wording right. So I'm going to, in that early script leak, Aaron Webber also critiques Tails's infamous Sonic help me moment, where he writes, like, Tails beat Eggman alone in Sonic Adventure 1. Why is he a crying mess here?
Yeah, everyone's problem with it. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently when Chaos, like, during that moment, when Chaos appears to attack Tails and Classic Sonic comes in, a removed line from Tails before he's about to be hit by Sonic, or hit by Chaos. Sean, you want to guess?
Sonic, help me?
I said removed.
Oh, sorry.
You want to guess?
No, I don't have anything. I don't know what. What is it?
I'll be with you soon, Sonic.
What the fuck?
Because he thinks Sonic's dead.
Okay. Jesus.
He's Aaron's very confused why Silver is in this game. There's another line where I think it's Knuckles is talking about, like, his attack on the main city, his Operation Big Wave, which is one of the stupidest things in the entire series for many reasons. But Knuckles has a line where he says, "We're going in hard and fast," and Aaron Weber comments on it and he says, "That line will be the most played line from this game out of context." And they kept it in.
Wow. Can I share an interesting fact with you?
Of course.
One of the writers, and there's two English, like, or there's two English speaking writers, American yeah. writers possibly, credited, which it's, I don't know if they are
Pontac and Goff.
Yeah, Warren Goff. Warren Goff worked on Happy Tree Friends.
Oh, I'm very familiar. They were writing ever since Colors.
Yeah, okay. It's just really funny. I forgot about this.
Yeah, I think they both did.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were writing ever since Colors, because after Unleashed, people were like, "Why is Sonic so dark and gritty now? Why isn't it fun?" And then they were like, "Okay, with Colors, gotcha. We're gonna make it fun." And then they kept it until Forces and Ian Flynn.
Yeah,
I will say, surprisingly, I revisited this game like a month ago, and I made my Sonic OC Riot the Coyote in it. Riot the Coyote. Thanks to you, Sean.
Thank you.
And I replayed the game. Shadow is very well written in this game.
How so?
He's not an edgelord. He's willing to work with Sonic. So, like, for example, I'll just describe like his general stuff in this game. This game does have the DLC of Episode Shadow, where it's just three short levels all about Shadow before the game starts, and like you get Infinite's origin story, you find out why Shadow's missing for most of the game, and he's going on a mission for Rouge, which I assume he still works for Gunn, but they never directly say it. But he's going on a mission to destroy one of Eggman's labs, and the Jackal Squad, Eggman's new mercenary squad, tries to stop him, and he obliterates them all, which Ian Flynn said he basically killed the entirety of Jackal Squad except Infinite. They just don't say it directly.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. he gets ambushed by Infinite before Infinite gets the mask and everything. He kicks Infinite in the face and beats the crap out of him and calls him weak.
This isn't an origin comic, right?
No, this is in the game. You get the origin in the comic of how Infinite joined forces with Eggman.
Okay.
Which those comics are pretty good, by the way. You get like a lot of context for things going on. Yeah, Shadow beats up Infinite and says, like, "Don't ever show your face to me again." And Infinite has a mental breakdown. But basically, Shadow is trying to, in Episode Shadow, find Omega, because Omega went off on his own to destroy an Eggman base, and they're getting weird messages from him. So he's trying to go recover Omega, and that's when Infinite appears and starts messing with him. And then in the game itself, Sonic finds out that Shadow is attacking Sunset City, and goes to stop him. And the real Shadow appears, because the Shadow that was attacking was a fake. And Shadow explains to Sonic, like, "Hey, that was a fake. You were struggling to understand what Infinite's power is. Infinite's power is that he can create a fake reality on top of ours, but that reality can still hurt us." And he joins forces with everybody we mentioned this. When the characters join forces, they don't do anything. They just stand by the sidelines. So Shadow joins forces with Sonic and then doesn't do shit. But
that's the weird part again, too. Then there's like the final fight, and it's like, you don't even let me, like, I don't know, do a big character switch scenario where it's like, "Sonic, fight him."
No, you do
and
it
then,
in phases.
You know, Knuckles. Yeah, it's very strange.
But Shadow's not written like, "Why would I help you, Sonic?" It's like he's genuinely, he explains to Sonic what Infinite's power and his weakness is, and stays by the side of the resistance until the end. There's even when your character takes their Phantom Ruby prototype and like scales to the top of Eggman's tower so they can stop the sun from falling, Shadow's smiling when he sees it works. Like, Shadow's genuinely invested in what your character's doing. Shadow, like, isn't running off by his lone wolf self. He's, like, you can see him in a cutscene working with Rouge and Omega after Omega is fixed. Like, Shadow's handled very well in this game. He's not, like, a badass running off on his own. He's quiet. He's by himself. He's, like, reserved, but he's still willing to help. They do a really good, job with him.
No, I agree. I think, like, there's a lot to love in this game. Like, there's a lot of good to find underneath the bad. But even then, unfortunately, like, the good is just kind of, like, stuff that's kind of pulling their focus away from, like, what was good to begin with.
Yeah.
And that they should have put the focus into. Like, I'm glad Shadow got written well, and I'm certain that there's room to do that even in a better version of Forces. But it's like, why is there so much, like, attention diverted away to the things that work? The character creator and the premise. Like, all of that just, like, out the window halfway through for some reason.
It's they were trying to do too much with a budget game. That's the issue. Yeah,
exactly.
They didn't have the resources.
I mean, it's going to be not to sound like dour, but it's like, it's going to be the problem for, like, the rest of Sonic's lifespan.
Oh, yeah. No, like 100%. Unless they start, like,
we're never going to get a perfect game because they are not Nintendo, where it's like, no, yes, it has to be perfect. Well, and then it will release, you know.
Yeah, Sega's not Nintendo. They're never going to have the resources of a Nintendo or a Sony or a Microsoft.
And production, like, starts as soon as, like, okay, good concept. And then, like, wait, we need to, like, make sure this all works, you know, like it just feels like they never give them the right amount of time. Like, they truly need to just, like, let them have, make it a completely separate team if they need to, just develop a game for as long as it takes. Like,
well, I mean, it's also Sega is owned by,
maybe Dreamworld is that
Sega's owned by a gambling,
wait, Dreamworld, Dream Team,
but I knew what you meant.
Dream Team, yes,
Sega's,
yes,
owned by a gambling company, so
this, I mean, is true.
That's
they got started with slot machines. Yeah.
But it's like, you can look at a lot of the early concept art for the game and it whips and it, like, gives such a good idea of what this game could have been.
Exactly.
Like, I love that shot that I just sent with Sonic looking over a burned green hill it's a city, but with, like, green hill stuff in the background. Like, that rocks. I love this one.
That whips.
Your character.
Let me explore. Like, the open world should have been this, not an empty island.
Yeah. Like, another element in the game that, like, is barely used that they clearly were going to use more of it, but then cut it out, is Infinite sends Sonic and your character to null space in one moment. And then you literally break out in a QR, like, You run through a null space for about 3 seconds, and then Sonic goes, this is boring, let's get out of here. And they run their way out of another universe. But, like, null space has its own several minute song that you never hear because you automatically leave it in the beginning of the level. But, like, the concept art for null space, look at this.
Whoa.
That would have been amazing.
I love Code Lyoko.
Like, that would have rocked.
Yeah, it certainly feels like it, just the people who decide what direction something takes and what, like, what in the pile of ideas gets moved forward are not people who are in some kind of, like, creative, like, you know, who don't have a creative mindset.
Yeah.
Why is the Zeddy here too?
Zavok's there because it was just
The projections.
Yeah,
right,
Infinite was recreating Sonic's past enemies, which there's a note that I really like in the game where Metal Sonic shows up in the city and you have to go fight him. And they're like, is it Metal Sonic or is it an illusion? And Sonic's like, I don't understand why they would make an illusion of something that's already fake and built in the first place, which is a very good point. And then I like how Ian Flynn took that in the comics, where he was like, Metal Sonic wasn't actually there because he was being upgraded as part of Eggman's plan.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, what was I going to say? Flynn is very good at that, and we'll see that in the comics coming up, where it's like he's very good at, here is a thing that maybe didn't work when it was originally made because it was kind of ill-conceived or something like that. And then they're just like, eh, actually, this can be reworked into something that does work, because he's brilliant at that.
Yeah. Like, good at seeing where the holes are and being able to be like, okay, I can actually fill this with something interesting.
Yeah.
I did say to you, I want to do a full episode on Infinite, because there's a lot going into his character design. I won't get into it right now, but I'll send you a screenshot of, like, the gallery page on the Sonic fan wiki. I won't get into it fully, but a lot of Infinite's design is based on different mythologies, and I think it's very
cool. The yellow one rocks, the little yellow in the ears.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and you can see a full story from beginning to, from like the earliest concepts to his final design. You can see a full character design story of them finding what worked and what didn't. It's great. Yeah. I love it. I'll get into it in an episode. One thing I wanted to point out is I really don't like the designs of the robots in this game, because they're very bland. They don't have like the
give a picture
Eggman style. I do. I'll send you a couple. I didn't realize this until I looked at the concept art. But like, for example, here is what the egg pawns look like compared to what they originally look like. Do you see what I mean?
They're cute. But yeah, like there's not as much character to them. They work in another game for sure. Like,
and I found out the reason is because these robots are infinite illusions, so they don't have the paint scheme. That's literally
the
reason.
The store doesn't you explain. Check the store for orange code 00897, but they're fresh out of the Home Depot orange.
You can buy a 14-foot skeleton though.
Yeah,
but
he made that appear too.
that's what Motobug looks like. It doesn't have the paint scheme at all.
I mean, that's kind of cool. It is cool to see that for sure. It's very portal-y.
Oh, you know what? Another point. They look like this because they are robots where, like, Eggman's original robot designs are supposed to, like, sort of blend into the environment. So,
yeah,
they can capture enemies. These are robots designed specifically for war, so they don't have the cute designs.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good story reason. For sure. I actually kind of dig these a lot. I'm gonna go ahead and say I disagree. I think these are very endearing, and I can see why they're boring. I think they're less boring in like a comic book maybe format, because you can make them stand out with the right coloring, lighting, stuff like that. I think in the game engine, I can see why they're really boring.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I love the concept of these are designed for war,
so they're not as animal looking.
Yeah. I'm looking for more.
I actually didn't know that about the original Batniks, that they're supposed to blend in with the environment so they can capture things.
That might just be something I'm making up.
Well, it's canon now.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know? Like the idea. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Sega gave us the authority to make canon decisions now. We got a letter in the mail.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so let's see. Tangle and Whisper are gay, and
Sonic
what
is
else?
Trans.
Yeah, and Infinite is cool now.
That was already canon, you bastard!
No, but like, people know it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have much more prepared for that bit. I should have had more jokes for that.
Oh boy, I'm trying to look through more like the development stuff and see if anything. Let's talk about the character creator. We didn't really hit on that.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a lot of fun.
Yes.
I think like they really, you know, I think it's kind of like a give and a take, right? Where it's like, it does kind of suck that time got pulled away from the more interesting aspects of this game to go with a character creator that they could have made a character creator in any game at any time. It did not need to be this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have worked better again. If Sonic wasn't in this game until the very end, the character creator would be key. It's like, okay, you are part of the forces and you also get to play as the other forces, right?
Yeah.
And it's all different play styles. And it's even a different play style depending on what you play. Like, you can choose Knuckles type, you can choose Tails type, you can choose Sonic type, right? Or fuck, maybe a couple of other kinds, right?
But well, here, I have the game in my hands right now. Let's see if I can make a new avatar and I'll read out the... So the genders, male and female, 0 out of 10, enforcing the binary. So you have a dog. The dog's ability is to restart with some rings after a knockout. The wolf is you draw items towards you. Hungry like the wolf.
Yeah,
I get it. Funny. 10 out of 10. Would listen to again. The rabbit.
Well, no need to be sassy about it.
I don't understand. This guy's got talent. He doesn't have to work blue. The rabbit's ability is you extend your invincibility frames during a hit.
Okay.
The bear, you blow away enemies while performing a wire attack.
What the fuck is that to do with bear? Like, I get kind of some of these.
I guess,
but
it's
like,
that, like, bears are big and, like, a wire attack is basically just your default wispin attack. So I assume it's like bears are big and strong. They can push things away. The cat, you hold on to some rings after you take damage. That's obviously 9 lives.
Chelsea's biggest complaint about the bear is that you can't make it like a big fat bear.
Agreed.
Like,
they all have the same body type and it sucks.
Yeah.
The bird, you can do a double jump. And the hedgehog, dropped rings will remain longer after taking damage.
Okay. I mean, they're all interesting for sure. Like, I like that there are different, like, abilities, right? But, like, again, I think the better version of this game, I'm calling it out of the various ideas we've had, I think the better version of this game is you don't play till Sonic through the end. You are trying to capture Sonic. You're trying to rescue Sonic and then also take back the world little by little. And the game is split between rescuing and taking back the world. And it's split up into different play styles. You play as Tails, Knuckles, Cream, even, like, you know, all of the Sonic characters you've played as before in different play styles. Maybe you even get to play sometimes as Tails in the mecha. I guess that represents him trying to play it safe versus, anyway, you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But like, that's the more ideal version of this game in my head. And I think that's what fits the character creator, because it's like, yeah, I'm part of it. You know, the way it is now, it's just sort of like, yeah, I guess you're part of it. Make you a little character. Like, it's great. The character creator is a great concept. It is the wrong game or the wrong execution of the game.
Here are some concepts for species for your character that weren't put in the game.
Okay.
So we got like a chipmunk, a squirrel.
I could have made Chopper.
A rat. Yeah, you got a deer, a fox, a koala, a horse and a cow. That monkey is horrifying. Like a mole, some lizards. But yeah, like, that's weird that that's what a horse looks like in Sonic.
I love this guy because he's just like,
Yeah, I like that little I don't know if he's, I assume he's supposed to be like a lizard or something.
He looks like he has a dirty little secret.
I'll never tell. One of the most bizarre things about the character creator to me is your choices of wispins, because you can get different wispins based on different wisps, obviously. So like you get fire, right. You get lightning, you get the void. Here, let me go to the wispins option of my game. But the weirdest thing is wispins can also have like bonus effects. So, for example, I have on Riot a flame wispin because it's the best one. Its abilities are your grinding speed is increased. You get invincibility for a short time when you get 100 rings, and you get rings by crossing a checkpoint. But like, you can also get another flame Wispin that has different abilities. So I have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 different flame Wispins, all with different abilities. But then I also have like 3 green Wispins. I have like 7 lightning Wispins. And I'm confused why they don't just give you one Wispin and let you customize what the abilities are instead of being like, this one exclusively has these. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's I mean, again, it's really just like great concept and great idea, but like nothing is getting the proper attention and time it deserves to make it the best version of itself. It's all like, well, we like all these ideas, and you know, it's I don't want to speak out of my ass here, and this is clearly just like me theorizing that, like, you know, it's similar to Kingdom Hearts, right? Where it's like there's a lot more of a culture, especially in like the workplace, of like, yes, we've all come up with these ideas together, and yes, we're all moving forward as a group dynamic, or we're not going to say no to like the leader's position, you know, like not necessarily like every, you know, nobody wants to speak up and everyone's yes men. It's just more like that's the dynamic sometimes in Japanese culture. And again, don't trust me on this 100%. But I think sometimes that's what causes like games to get a little weird, because it's like nobody's idea is turned down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I want to show you the the avatars in my current collection to show you like how weird the customizability. Sure.
I have an English degree. I could probably say that with confidence.
These are some of my avatars in my current file. So like, you can get wildly customizable. A lot of these were made just to get achievements so I could unlock more fashion choices.
It is a good character customizer, like it like creator. It just like A, needs more body types for sure.
Yes.
And B, needs to be implemented into a better game. I did not realize Riot the Coyote was like fully just pulled from your character creator.
Oh yeah, totally. Like
that's
the only,
rad.
The only
it's
difference
cool that
is,
you can get that like yeah.
Yeah, like the only differences are I changed the colors of her leggings. I like made her hair arc in a different way, and I made her shirt sleeveless. Those are the only differences.
Yeah, I am very disappointed in us for not asking Ian to be on to talk about Ian Jr.
We'll do a whole episode on Ian Jr. But like, that also brings me to the point of, you can tell this game is made in the era where like the whole thing about Sonic was it was like kind of self-deprecating itself, considering that some of the
there is certainly an air about that like surrounding this game.
Oh sure. Yeah, but I mean, like, you can tell even in the fashion choices, because for example, you have the gamer hat, and then you also have the Sonic shirt that was a like a free DLC when the game came out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
there's also clothes
again,
that are based on
it's too many things being thrown into the mix, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like self-deprecating era and Sega kind of embracing that. This was around the time of the Twitter being very embracing of self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
It's the character creator, you know, embracing Sonic OCs. Like, again, I think that's a really good thing. If you're going to give like fans to cater to fans in one way, that is a very good thing. It's just that, again, not the right game for it. And diverts attention away from what could have been a better game. I'm repeating myself, but the point is, like, it's character creator,
hey, you don't have enough memory in the memory card.
I forgot what I was gonna fucking say. No, it's just like it is a great character creator, but fuck, man, it's gone. You going? What were you gonna say?
I'm looking at the world map on this now.
The aesthetics of this game for sure look great. Like, I think the menu design and stuff look really good, which brings us to like other things to talk about too, like the music in this game rocks. At least the track does. The main, like, the main Hoobastank track?
That
you don't
one,
like the Hoobastank track?
That one whips in, like, a camp sense, you know?
Yeah, you're Sonic's friend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm Sonic's best friend, and we're running together.
Yeah, I mean, you love the Infinite song. You can't go, meh, to the music.
No, I fucking love the Infinite song. But it's the, like, actual songs in the game, the level songs, that I'm like,
they're not memorable, but I think the actual, like, scoring, like in terms of it being a great big orchestra, is pretty good.
I think that works, but I also like, let's see, there's different genres in this depending on the character you play as. With Sonic, it's very, like, synth heavy, which the composers use the same fucking synth sound in every Sonic song in this game.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And they also that same synth is used for one of the battle themes in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, and it drives me nuts. I hate it. I hate whatever the synth is that they use in this game. I never want to hear it again.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I get what you mean.
It sounds like it's so, I don't even know if you heard that.
No.
They cut that out, but it's so obnoxious. I don't like it. The songs for your characters where they're like sort of EDM with vocals, those are fine. I'm not huge on them. They're not like my favorite Sonic songs, but they're fine. They work. And then the classic levels also have that like Sonic 4 sound font. Like the song for Green Hill in the classic levels of this game is one of the most unpleasant things I've ever listened to.
Do you love Green Hill? You won't.
Like, it's
yeah,
just...
it's just this, it, again, it's just so many elements that could have been better, and a lot of good elements that are distracting from the elements that should have been better. Like, it's there's just no focus in this game. They just
focus.
Thanks, Shadow.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't hate this game.
I don't hate it either. I, like I said, I have a lot of fun playing this game.
Yeah,
but there's so much about it where I'm just like, oh, it's so goddamn close to what I want.
Yeah, I think.
How about the fact that Eggman captured Sonic and tortured him for 6 months? Do we nail that? Do we get?
Yeah, but
on
he
that?
Got better.
Yeah, like when we see him, he's just in
he got
handcuffs.
Better. It's fine.
In the Japanese script, they don't say he was tortured.
It was really quite funny. You just had to be there.
We had a hell of a time. yeah, the Japanese script does not say that Sonic was tortured. But I remember Ian Flynn saying that Sonic being held in a cage for 6 months is torture enough for him. So that's he like,
yeah, because he can't move around.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, sure, that's what they mean. We also have one of the best lines in any Sonic game where Knuckles says, none of this is good, Vector. That's why it's called war. Remember that?
Jesus fucking
remember
Christ.
That one? Remember that old nugget?
War never changes, Vector.
Or if you could also go a Metal Gear Solid way, war has changed.
War were declared.
what else? There's like other really weird plot and like dialogue bits. Operation Big Wave. I mentioned that prior. Operation Big Wave is Knuckles' huge plan.
Operation Two Sonic character names put together.
Holy shit. Two Sonic characters that aren't even in this goddamn game. What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Okay, so Operation Big Wave, that's my new goal to get a ship going.
Wait, is Wave, which one is Wave again?
Wave's the purple swallow.
Yeah, so the two purple ones together.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. Come on, Sega. Wait, we have the ability to make things
Sega,
canon.
Give in to my demands.
No, we aren't, they already did. They sent us a letter that we can make things canon.
Yeah, okay, so Vector and Cream's mom are, yeah, So Vector and Vanilla are canon, and Big and Wave are canon.
Yes, 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 yes.
They call them Big Wave, or if you want, Kahuna. What the fuck is this episode, Chris? Are you still laughing?
Yes, I am. I'm fucking crying.
One thing I wrote down is that this is a pretty good gateway game. Like, I think if you handed this shit to a child, I think they'd be like, oh, Sonic is cool. You can, you know, make characters, and it's just like... It's what the characters look like and how they like operate. And these are like, oh, they all fight together and kind of stuff like that. Like, it's simple. Like, I'll call it a good kids game, which, you know, can sound kind of insulting, but I mean that in the best way possible. Are you still laughing?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm turning on my camera. Hang on.
Fuck's sake.
I'm genuinely crying. Oh my god.
I'll be the first to say that wasn't that funny, Chris.
Yes, it was. Oh my god, I am sorry. Hang on. It's like, oh, I was laughing at the joke. I was laughing at what is this episode, and I was laughing at the fact that I couldn't fucking stop laughing. All right. Okay, camera off. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
I'll start that bit over again.
All the seven hells.
I would say that this is a pretty decent... gateway game. Like, it's kind of similar to the Sonic movie, right? Like, it's not perfect, it doesn't represent the characters exactly how you want, but like, if you want a quick way to like get a kid on board with Sonic, this is a pretty good way to do it.
Absolutely.
It has a lot of the characters there, it shows who the characters are, even if they're not like in their certain character arcs. Like, I know Tails isn't in his like past as character arc in this, but hey, you know, again, it introduces people to Tails, which I think maybe was part of their goal. A lot of this kind of seems like throwing a lot at people to show them what it is. It has the same air as like Sonic Heroes, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like stuff about it isn't perfect, but if you need a way to show people who Sonic is and what his like friends are like, not a bad way to do it.
Yeah, what is it about like these games where it's clearly supposed to be a gateway for getting kids into Sonic, and also the theme of it being all about friendship and the power of teamwork?
Most of us are Sonic Sonic lovers for life. There's no way out of this. You can throw better games at me, please.
but like Heroes,
I have a list of demands as a Sonic fan.
There are too many Sonic characters. Please eliminate three. I am not a crackpot. What the fuck? There was something in my head before I fucking lost it laughing, and I don't remember what it was. Ugh. Operation Big Wave, that was it. Knuckles' huge genius plan is, he's like, Eggman's like one of his biggest bases in the city of Metropolis. None of Eggman's robots or Eggman himself are there because they're busy in other territories. So Knuckles is like, nobody's there. Let's send all of our forces in to destroy it. All of them. Send every single person we have on our side into Metropolis.
I mean, first of all, why is Knuckles in charge of the plan? Knuckles...
Because he's a, I don't know.
He lived on an isolated island. He probably doesn't know what a fucking toaster is. Like,
but like, Amy says in that, when you're playing that level, like halfway into it, Amy says 80% of our forces have already been wiped out. How much blood does Knuckles have on his hands?
No. It is one of those things where it's like, I don't think the writers were like at their best here, and it kind of feels like, you know, It just seems like the Simpsons episode that wraps it up, their lack of wrap up with, well, that's the way things are, you know, like
it's an ending.
They're laughing at the, yeah, they're laughing at the fact that they came up with a bad plan just so they could have like this big epic scene.
But they even call it out, because when Knuckles first introduces Operation Big Wave, Silver says, who cares what it's called? All that matters is that it's well thought out. And Knuckles says, oh, I thought of this in about half a minute. So they, like, before they even implement the plan. I mean,
that's kind of a good joke, but.
yeah, but, like, God, it's so stupid.
Yeah, this leads me to my, like, I think the final point I really have written down here is that this does give us IDW, yes. More or less. It gives us the origin point where the story, like, takes place after, where it picks up from. And that does a lot of course correcting and even a little bit of retconning, because it doesn't have to be married specifically to Forces.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a Forces-like event happened. So it's like, okay, Amy was the leader of the Resistance the planner. So it's like...
Knuckles gives it to Amy in the comics.
Really?
Yeah, in the comics, Knuckles...
I forget that. Okay.
Yeah, in the comics, Knuckles is like, well, the battle's done. I'm getting rid of the Resistance, and they're all like, no, we still have a lot of work to do. And then Knuckles gives it to Amy, and Amy's the one who takes over.
Okay, but still, like, it still kind of course corrects, because it shows us, okay, Amy should have really been in charge this whole time.
Yeah.
And I like that it gives her, which is, I'm gonna say this, I know everyone's been really getting into, like, Amy, like, having, like, Amy's story in Frontiers.
Mm-hmm.
I frankly like her story in IDW more, where she's like, yeah, she's kind of lovesick and stuff, but, like, I don't know, the comics have been doing it better. I don't really care for, like, oh, all these people are crying, all these island creatures are crying out in pain. And it's like, yeah, I think she's empathetic, but I also think she's, like, she's someone who takes action instead of just kind of weeps about it.
I'll agree, you know, with, like, you there, I think, because, like...
I think Frontiers has a strange diversion from... Ian. Again, Ian's writing both, so it's kind of strange, from how she was depicted in the comics, where it's like, she'll do what needs to be done, and is also a little bit, like, lovesick for a guy who is just too noble for her, like, to not, like him, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's a more fun dynamic, and it's a very strange shift between that and the games.
I will agree with you, because, like, everybody's goals in Forces, or excuse me, Frontiers, now I'm doing it. Everybody's goals in Frontiers are very clear. Like, Tails wants to go off on his own and become stronger. Knuckles wants to be able to leave his island and explore the world more. Amy's is just, I want to share my love with the world. And it's like, well, weren't you already doing that by protecting it?
Exactly. So it just feels off.
Yeah. I don't know. I understand where people are coming from when they're frustrated with Amy's character, how, like, they're focusing so much on her tarot cards in the past couple years.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that. It wasn't necessarily related to my point, but I did want to say that too. It's like, what? Cool. You remember the thing from the old games, like, whatever. Like, it just choose a direction and move on, I think, is more important to me.
I think the big flaw is them feeling like they have to choose one element of a character that is their personality. So for Amy, initially,
exactly,
it was her love. Because our kids'
characters, sometimes you need to make them simple. I understand that, but
yeah, even a simple character can be multifaceted.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, these are, they're trying to build out a lore and, like, an interconnected story with these characters. That's a little difficult to do when you're having characters who just have one personality trait, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, like I said, it gives us what leads into Forces. I'm sorry, what leads us into IDW. And I like that as a back plot, right? The restoration of it being, like, a really good jumping off point. And then Eggman coming back with a desperate plan he has no control over because he lost so hard after having it all. it's all a really good setup.
I also
he tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it didn't even matter.
Like classic Sonic in this game.
Yeah. What the fuck is he doing here, man? Like, I ranted about it quite a bit leading up, but we haven't talked about him specifically, and that'll probably be, like, the last thing we talk about.
Yeah. I will also say, really, really quick, when Eggman did his takeover of the Tails tube, he did mention that he put Gunn in their place during his takeover of the world. That I would like to see more of. I would like to see what the ramifications of that.
Where he's pushing around the other, like, government powers. You know, like,
instead of just, Eggman totally took over the world. And in this game, it's not really a big deal.
I'll say this, too. I think with all the lore smoothing we've been getting with the Tails tubes, where it's like, yes, all the games exist in the same timeline, and all these islands, like, some islands are animals, some islands are people, Sonic Adventure takes place in one of those islands that are people, etc., right? I think, hopefully, this kind of lining up of all the lore, which is delicious, I love it. It just, like, every time they're just, like, putting, like, disparate, like, ideas together under one umbrella, I'm just like, ooh, give me that. Give me that sweet, sweet, smooth lore. Sweet, sweet, like, smoothed out lore. I think they're going for something. Like, I think they're heading towards something with that. And also the pink hair lady, which we never got a fucking answer on.
I'm so... Who the fuck is she?
Please, my wife, tell me more about her.
I've heard of take my wife, but give me my wife, please.
But yeah, so classic Sonic in this. What's going on? Why is he here?
Apparently,
I know Generations did good, but it's like, let it be.
Yeah, apparently in the Sonic Wars leak script, it wasn't directly stated, but it was sort of alluded to that it wasn't really classic Sonic, and that it was an effect of Infinite's, like, illusion abilities.
I guess, but who gives a like, if you have to justify it after the fact, that means it was a bad idea.
Exactly. I don't know.
He's just kind of there. And he barely
interacts with any character except Tails, because
One of the videos I watched for this said that, like, it's hard to establish an interesting trio dynamic between Sonic, classic Sonic, and your character when two of those characters don't talk.
Yes.
So why is he here? Like, why is he not just Tails gameplay? Why is he not Knuckles gameplay instead? It is such a weird distraction that we are already, like, it is already two concepts fighting for each other, your character and the Resistance, and then also a third thing fighting for dominance in this game is classic Sonic. It's bad. It's bad. I'll say it's fucking bad. It's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. I really don't know what else to say. It's just, it's such a bizarre choice.
Yeah, and
it was only in there for people to cheer in the trailer.
And it's only to promote Mania.
Yeah. Which had already come out at that point. It's not like they were building up to it.
Yeah. So conclusion, bad. But, you know, you like Infinite. Do you want to talk more about Infinite, or is there a full episode there?
I want to do a full episode, but I don't even know if there's going to be enough, like, to fill a full episode.
It could be a short one. We can go back to short episodes.
Man, I'm conflicted because I really want to talk about Infinite.
I'd rather separate it into its own episode because I know you have a lot to say.
Yeah, gotcha. That sounds good. I will just say, for the Phantom Ruby itself, I think it's a very interesting concept of, like, I love the comic where it's introduced, where it just teleports itself in front of Eggman's base. And when he goes down to grab it, he sees a vision of Eggman land. And he's like, what the hell is this?
My dream.
Yeah, that's my dream right there. I'm confused about what its situation is like currently, because it first shows up on Angel Island in Mania. It gets sent to the modern, it gets sent to the future for modern Sonic, and that's how Eggman gets it. And then when they defeat Infinite, he gets sealed back inside the Phantom Ruby. And then when they defeat Eggman with his robot, the Phantom Ruby is sent back to the Mania Encore story mode. And then at the end of Mania Encore, the Phantom Ruby and Eggman get sucked into a wormhole and we don't know where it is now. So Infinite's just being pulled around between the past and the future and we have no idea where the hell he is now.
Crap, 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 crap. Why does this keep turning into the Simpsons Reference podcast? Good God.
Infinite, are you okay?
I think that
crap!
About maybe he disappeared into fat air. Ugh. Did I break you again?
Call Knuckles. He has a ladder.
Now what we have here is a square. Whoa, whoa, slow down, Egghead. It's Tails.
Slow down, Eggman.
Yeah. Okay. We have to cut some of that out.
No, we will not. We absolutely will not. We need that.
Future Chris has a gun to my head while I'm editing this. I think that about does it though for the forces. For the forces conversation, to like sum up, it's basically just like good, not great game. And all of what's keeping it from being a great game is like is focusing on one of the ideas they had.
Yeah, it you were completely right in the beginning when you said it is like the most OK Sonic game. Like, again, I will say
I wish I had a little like da-da, like dinky sound effect to go. world's most okayest Sonic game.
you get a gold star for trying. Yeah, like at least until, in my opinion, at least until Superstars came around, it was like the most like okay. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of bad. I still have fun playing it. And we also got the best villain of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna have a joke, but. Yeah.
Sorry. No. I did, and then I lost it. Say it again.
No.
Marge,
say stay away from my son again. No!
I think it does suck that Infinite just kind of hasn't shown up again, especially because, like, I don't know. They're like Frontiers had like a real big opportunity to use them. And as much as I like Sage, like Infinite would fit better there. I thought
Sage was going to be connected to Infinite.
Yeah, both are like illusion cyberspace type stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know. It Frontiers and Forces both have the issue of like, somebody there really needs to be like a head of like story guy for Sonic, I think.
Well, there seems to be a lore guy now, whoever that may be.
Yeah.
Or there's a whole lore team.
So that's why I said maybe we're getting more.
Yeah.
Like we're getting a more focused Sonic coming up.
I mean, the fact
that they had to wait a while for that.
The fact that Infinite is a character in the Sonic Forces mobile game and like last month they gave him his own like special warlock skin. Makes me realize that, yeah, Sega knows that people still like Infinite because, like, when have they ever given that attention to Zavok?
Oh, God, there was a Simpsons bit, something like that, but I lost it.
come on, hat trick, let's go for three, come on.
No, I can't.
Three Simpsons jokes.
My brain's dying.
Oh, no.
All right. That about does it. We don't really have a lot of news. I think we haven't been in the loop for too long. But we can talk about Sonic Dream Team for sure, and then do like a little bonus episode catching up on some news that we missed.
Yeah, I think the next
I have the trailer running again right now. Like it is so insane that this game exists. This feels like a fan game.
Yeah.
I love the toon shader style everything has. I don't think I watched the full trailer before, and I'll watch it again with sound later, but like it is so beautiful. The animation looks great. I love all the color choices.
The level design reminds me a lot of Lost World in a good way. Where like it's very cartoony, a lot of fun shapes and colors, but
it's not so damn good.
Yeah, it's really nice. I because I'm going through the trailer right now too. It really does feel like Sonic Robo-Blast 2 or like, what was it? Sonic Utopia or whatever it is. Like, it really does feel like a 3D fan game.
Yeah, and they move so like nice and cartoony too. They have like movement, like Sonic's quills kind of quivering to the side as he runs. Like, I don't think we've seen that before. That's such a great take. Like, it is so odd that this is an exclusive Apple Arcade game and not the next game coming out.
Yeah, I'm blessed enough where like this is the only instance ever in the history of mankind where I will be able to play a video game because I have a Mac.
Yeah, I don't have a Mac anymore. I'm all PC, but I do have my phone and my iPad. So
it'll be on there. But you just should be able to play it. Yeah, you just got to pay for Apple Arcade.
Sometimes they do. You can pay separately for the game, but I don't know if it's going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I mean, luckily, the thing with Apple Arcade is no microtransactions.
Right. So you just pay for it and just get all the access to the games.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I'll probably do it for a month and just try to beat the game within that.
You know what? I think why this game is called Sonic Dream Team?
Why?
I think it's so Sega can finally get a hold on the SEO when you search Sonic Dream and you don't get Sonic Dreams Collection.
Fuck. You're probably right.
Yeah, like...
Okay,
like,
but I'll say this. I don't care for the premise because why is it a Knights game? But it's Sonic.
Yeah,
right? Like,
it is very Knights.
Why are you in Eggman's dream? That's like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't care for going into dream stories. And that's a personal preference for sure. But I don't know. I think they can just get kind of like dumb and boring.
I bet if you go
overdone,
into Big
like,
Stream, it's like in SpongeBob where Patrick is just riding on the mechanical seahorse. And that's all his dream is in a white void. That's probably big, but he's just fishing.
Shoot, yeah, that was like, my last fishing rod.
I don't know. I'm sure it makes for a fun thing, and I'm sure I hope what this like makes is it like a testing ground for stuff that they can be like, okay, let's incorporate this in the new games, right?
Yeah, like a lot of this, I love how much they have the half pipes in this, because that's a thing that like you don't see in Sonic at all anymore.
Yeah.
You still see ramps and bounce pads and stuff, but this seems to have half pipes like a freaking Tony Hawk.
Oh, half pipe would be a ramp. It has a full loop, you mean, right?
Well, I mean like a ramp is just like a straight like 45 degree angle. I mean a half pipe with like a curve.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a Tony Hawk.
I thought you
game.
Meant like loops.
No,
yeah.
not a loop to loop.
Just so a Sonic can do sick pipe. Tricks.
No, like, here, I'll get a screenshot.
It's fine. I know what you're talking about. We don't have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks really good. I hope what this and the lore smoothing is showing that, like, there is, like, a more focused Sonic game happening.
Yeah,
Which at the end of the day is, like, kind of, like, my thesis statement, more or less, of this entire conversation is that, like, they really need to focus on something. Because, like, even with Frontiers, right, they had the idea of open world. But they didn't really focus on the world. It is open, able to run through. That's about it. Like, there's not much to the world. And it's like they keep missing the point of the ideas they're coming up with. And focusing really helps that. They really need to focus on a thing and
I'm
have
getting
focus
tired.
In their storytelling.
I'm getting tired of saying that Sonic stuff is taking a step in the right direction because I just want to know what goddamn direction we're going in. You know?
No, exactly my fucking point. Like, everyone's saying is like, oh, this is a step in the right direction. It's like, okay. Is it because this is a gimmick they're trying out because everyone told them to try it out? Like, it's rough. Focus is really what they need. And now that they have all their lore, like, nice and in a row, right? Not they have all their anthropomorphic ducks in a row. it feels like something better is on the horizon. And I may just be experiencing Stockholm Syndrome at this point. But
I don't know. They did say that they did just release the final Horizon.
Oh, the DLC.
Get it?
The final Horizon?
Because you just said there's something good on the horizon. I don't know. We just got the final Horizon. I don't know what else is coming.
Get out of here.
What if I just hung up the call?
That about does it. Anything else to cover? We're probably going to, like I said, do a news episode to catch up. But
yeah, I feel like a news episode should be the next episode.
Yeah,
because we still need time. You still got to play through Final Horizon and Superstars so we can discuss that. Which, I mean, buddy, I'll come over and play Superstars with you and Final Horizon because they are fucking hard.
Okay, good. You know me, I'm bad at video games.
Don't make him point the sign.
Say it with me, listeners. Sean is bad at video games. But yeah, that about does it. Chris, where can the people find you?
You can find me, I was going to say a joke and then my mind blanked. At @C_Dobbins on Twitter, C Dobbins Art on Instagram, cdobbinsart.com. My Blue Sky, I always forget about that. What is my Blue Sky handle?
I think it's C Dobbins Art.
Yeah, it is. It's C Dobbins Art. I don't know if I'm supposed to say like the .bluesky.social or,
I think people get it. You don't really have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'm C Dobbins Art on Blue Sky. I have a job again and it's been very nice. I still have commissions open. So please feel free to
please commission Chris.
Please do. I haven't had a commission in quite a while.
Hell yeah. Well, no, not hell yeah to that. I meant like hell yeah, please. please commission Chris. And you can find me no longer on Twitter as of recording this. As of the day of recording this, I am deleting my Twitter. So you won't be able to find me there anymore because it's just fuck it. Like there's no other reason. Just fuck it at this point. But you can find me on Blue Sky. You can find me on Blue Sky at Sean at Your Son, same handle. And you can find my work at SeanHson.com. You can also follow Jellybox on Twitter and Blue Sky and Instagram. We are currently re-releasing some of the old No XP shorts while we get ready for some new ones to go up. I wrote a few and I'm also just doing work for Jellybox. It's been a great time doing work for it. We have a lot of cool stuff in store, so keep an eye out on that.
Hell yeah.
And thank you to everyone who donated to the Kickstarter, who is a Sonic fan, Sonic podcast fan, who donated. If you did, we funded, so expect 40 episodes of No XP coming soon. So and you can find the podcast on Twitter still at Sonic Pod and also on Blue Sky at Sonic Pod. I don't know if that's going to go away eventually, but for now, Sonic Pod's still there.
I'll control. I can man the Twitter, so
oh,
you
no.
don't have to.
Oh
go
no,
there.
Chris has the keys.
My city now.
But yeah, give us a follow and all that good stuff. Oh, and I also have a new podcast out with my wife called Attractioneers. It's a theme park podcast. We just put out our first episode on Halloween. It's about Haunted Mansion, our favorite ride together. And it basically the schedule, just because it is hard to edit and record a lot of podcasts at once, the schedule is just going to be 1 week you'll get a Sonic Pod and the next week you'll get an attraction ears, just because it works for everyone involved. And maybe we'll up that eventually, but for now that it'll be an every other week thing for both. All right, Chris, you want to do our sign off?
Sure. Well, let's both do it.
All right.
As always.
One, two, three. We all did it together.